we're back. Sorry about that, folks. I had a little emergency over here, so wasn't able to be with Arthur and John, but from what I heard, show went real well. We're going to talk about an incident that's in the news and in my area, Illinois, and I talked with John, and we kind of did a broadcast about it last week on Truth Radio. I think we kind of need to talk about it here. Want to cover this and a couple other things, but this thing with this random killing and shooting, I mean, it looks like every 6 to 8 weeks there's someone getting killed on these college campuses. We had today this gentleman that, hacked a psychiatrist. They allegedly caught him, John, and they're saying that they might not be able to hold him because nobody read him as Amanda rights. So, you know, that guy might get free. But it's interesting on that case they are doing that. But, you know, all of other people, whistleblowers come up and, you know, tell our tales and stuff. And no, Amanda rights don't mean anything.
That's their job.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't handle this. But, you know, now all of a sudden Amanda rights are, you know, okay for this guy to attack the death of a psychiatrist. And, you know, you go figure. And this thing with this man, though, I'm hearing rumors. I don't know if you heard that he broke up with his girlfriend. That was one thing. And they said that he was on these mood control drugs since he was a teenager. And they said he just stopped taking his meds. And when he stopped taking your meds, you go crazy. You know, what if, I understand that from what I'm thinking, they're going to try to adopt laws, cut out people having guns in their home because it's dangerous or guns anywhere. But it's not the gun. It's a situation of right now, I would say, there's something going on with these medical communities giving out these psych drugs that somebody has to keep taking it. If they stop taking it for a minute, they go berserk and kill people. You know, what's going on with these drugs? What is your opinion of that?
Well, I think it's a heck of a way to manufacturers lock you in so that you can't stop taking them. Once they assign you that drug, you're supposed to take it for forever. And so now you're committed to them, and it's kind of unique to my thoughts that that's the end scenario that they're summarizing. They're not saying, oh, the drugs are bad. They're saying, oh, he got off the good drugs. And again, we have that situation to where initially he was caught. He wasn't caught dead. He was caught initially, and then all of a sudden the story changes. He was a clean cut. Everybody liked him, and I read in the paper that he graduated in 2006, and he's 27 years old. So what is he still doing at campus? They don't tell he's an undergraduate. They don't say anything. As Arthur made reference, they were in a gun-free zone with cameras and everything else, and with all their paraphernalia, and they thought they had a success of a 2-minute response time. It wasn't good enough, and
Well, he brought the gun in a guitar case, they said, the rifle, and he had the other gun. I mean, it takes a while for you to open up a guitar case and pull out a rifle. It's not something, you know, you're going in a class that isn't related to music, but a guitar case. You know, that kind of would stand out. You know, number one, if, you know, you had a rash of these things going to school, but, you know, that's kind of missed. And then the thing is that 4 girls are now dead and 1 guy. And one of the women, she was 31 years old. And those gunshots, you know, you were saying the same thing about gunshots from a rifle. They spray out. So I guess that's why there were so many people injured, because, you know, it was a shotgun that was used. But, you know, again, you know, how did he get a gun if he had all these psychological problems? And none of the people knew him for all that time said he had any flare-ups that had been mentioned. All of a sudden, you know, he just stopped taking it. Girlfriend had quit him, and this is what happened. Callers, I want to hear your opinion on this. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, we're back. We're in late night here with BN on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. You know, this is really a nightmare. Pharmaceutical drugs, psych drugs, people are going crazy. I mean, there's now a serial rapist, murderer down in Nevada. You know, one girl has been murdered. You know, is that some of these drugs? You know, what's going on with this? John, what is your opinion?
Well, I think I have 2 boys that were in the military, and both of them are out now. But they said when they went in Iraq and in Afghanistan that they actually could beam the opposition and make them lethargic and angry make them tired and that kind of thing so that they could overrun them easier. Well, you know, the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, is the law to poison the U.S. citizenship. And they're supposed to give notice to our local officials, but as the government's just doing what they feel like doing any time, they're not responding to or answering to anybody. You've got a situation where why would there be a law, U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, to use a chemtrail to control weather and also to poison the U.S. public population? You're seeing the tools in place for the orchestration of the shutdown, the collection of the people in this country. They're spending money where they want to spend it, like 102,000 or 107,000 three-story high freight trains that carry 143 people each. But, you know, as I talk to those people and whatnot, they all kind of like, oh, wow, their face gets dull. They kind of want to get away from me because I'm scaring them, and it's more information than they even want to know. So anyhow, you just have a situation to where pardon me? Okay. What's his name?
Oh, Bill, are you there? Can you hear me, Bill?
Here I am, here.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good for you guys. Thanks so very much, as usual, for excellent information and quality delivery of some more ammunition for liberty.
Well, Bill, what is your opinion of this situation with these gunmen and rapists and all these crazy things going on with these psych drugs that they're giving people from teens, being teenagers, young kids? What do you think about this? Do you think it's the gun or do you think it's the medication that's at fault here?
I think it's the Nazis at work again. I hate to be a Johnny One Note. You know, and I don't see Nazis under every bed, maybe every other one. But considering just the symptomology, you'd have to agree that what you're pointing out is symptomology, social as it may be. The gunmen that shot up those kids in that school, the next one in a never-ending line of demonstration projects brought to you, at, you know, the taxpayers' expense, is delivered to you to demonstrate not only who you are, what you are, but at what value you are. You can only be protected from that if you're secure, right? If you give up your liberties, if you allow yourself to be enslaved mentally and spiritually. Did anybody out there listen to Dr. Barrett's program this afternoon before you folks got on by chance?
No. Can you tell us what happened on it?
Well, Dr. Barrett had a very interesting gentleman for the life of me with the migraine that I've got after listening to this gentleman, and he's absolutely brilliant. I'd ask maybe somebody else to take a moment and call in. I'll just describe the social engineering and historical review that he manages to give. It'll be a quiz just to see if anybody was listening. Some young person out there from a Ron Paul meetup action group, an information fire team that's contacting their community leaders as we speak by email and composing a very sharp and well-worded letter to their congressional serpents. But this individual was nice enough to point out from a historical context everything from before, during, and directly after Kennedy on. And it only makes too much sense when you listen very closely, if you've had time to live the history or the wisdom and the discernment the good Lord gives us to discern the signs of those histories. And this gentleman, in an hour, well, needless to say, with Kevin Barrett, it's a lot less than an hour, because Dr. Barrett needs a lot of convincing, and that's encouraging, because as young as he is, he manages to compress and force the guests to give very exact examples and case points of every individual issue that he pointed out as the social engineering and the sociodynamics of Zionazis delivering to you social engineering. The gentleman that was on that campus and shot up, well, how many people was it now? Have we determined?
22 people and 22 five people are dead. And there's some still critically wounded right now, Bill.
Really? And we're all, as families and individual sovereign inhabitant Christians praying individually and communally for each and every one of those families and individuals suffering from the psychic terrorism that that taxpayer provided to not only that that community, but to the entire nation, right? But when you reviewed that file from NPR, National People's Radio, with me, Deanne, how many different points in that story did we just casually pick as questions of concern, considering you heard a different story all over the radio and TV in your local community?
Yeah, well, the story started out that it was this guy, and he jumped on the stage and was shooting, and they said that, you know, they had caught him. You know, he was supposed to have been, you know, apprehended. And then the next
alive.
And the next thing he was dead, you know, so who knows? You know, goes either way with these stories, you know, and it seems as though the reports change, you know, day after day, and then now it's a report that he had a girlfriend, and she broke up with him, and then it came up with a report that he was working in, like, a CSI level of education in the school at high levels. He was involved heavily in criminal justice, and he had all kinds of good marks and grades for criminal justice. So, you know, now he's a mental patient, he had mental illness, and this, that, and the other. You know, what's the truth? What is your opinion?
I think that's the whole entire issue. I bet Mike probably has a whole entire board of people that remember Dr. Barrett's questions and the order and structure of the review that his guest gave. I was hoping somewhere in between this analysis, somebody will jump in real quick and be able to give us the pop quiz answer of the day just to see how our attention span is working right about now. But my view of the situation, and has been for, gosh, in excess of 30 years, probably go back to the guest observation on Dr. Barrett's show, and probably a lot of other people, after they thought about what they listened to and the issues in order that he asked them to observe. By history, we're looking at a very large, very expensive Department of Defense, COINTELPRO, organized, sponsored, and probably in some way through a institution, a foundation, a research think tank group, somewhere along the line, something of the legislation that Mr. Eisenhower put into Executive Order 10460 way back when, that is still functioning with or without direct intervention, but still has complete bureaucratic oversight and implementation. Now it's almost too scary to contemplate that you have a government bureaucracy functioning very quietly in the deep, dark bowels of some defense industry. You said SCI or SIMS or US.
It's a CSI. It's like a criminal.
Give the initials again, please, so somebody can pull it up.
It's CSI. It's we're going to break, and we'll be right back after this announcement, and we're talking more about the situation that is going on with these psych drugs. I want to hear from you, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up. We're on both Republic Broadcast and Blog Talk Radio. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, it's Deanne on RBN, and we're also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio now, and we're talking about these things. You know, where is our nation's security going? We have a, you know, situation where we have people on these drugs that are seemingly, I would call them experimental. We have our youth at a very young age being touted as saying that they have problems because they act up and they need to have to be totally medicated, because if they act out or have too much fun or get too excited, then we need to medicate them and medicate them. So now we're looking at the effect of that. We're seeing these young men growing up to being adults, young adults, and if they stop taking these meds for 1 minute, bam, they just break down and they can pull guns out and knives and what have you. And there's no explanation other than what they're going to do soon is put additional laws on the books to, impede us from having weapons in our homes to protect ourselves or buying weapons. Now, is it a weapon issue, or is it an issue that somebody needs to look in the pharmaceutical industry to see what they're putting in these meds that they're giving young children, Ritalin, these, what is the other stuff they got out?
Prozac.
They have Prozac and Xanax and diazepam and
Ambien.
Every type of drug that they did. You know, and I remember when I was young, you weren't supposed to give kids under 12 medication. You weren't supposed to take medication until you got older. Now, I mean, they just load kids up, and then if they stop taking it, boom, campuses shot up, kids killed, women killed in shopping malls. Look at our military men coming back. What do they got in their system? Other drugs. They come back, they snap. What's going on here? Bill, you want to say something here, and then I'm going to bring Mo up.
Oh, well, it's so sad. You and John are just doing the backup analysis of this, and it's a nice, quiet, peaceful Saturday night. And surely there must be a replay of Dancing with the Stars or something more fun to think about or contemplate. But I guarantee you next Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, a month or two from now, and you haven't thought about what this is that we're talking about and the social engineering and the instrumentalities of terrorism that are coming down around your ears every day you do not speak out against fascism or socialism, it's going to be coming, much as Mo is going to mention here in a moment, to your doorstep. Now, this is a gentleman that has lived it. He's seen it. His family have lived it. And unfortunately, I kind of get a sinking feeling that he, much like we, are just kind of, oh, I hate to be so gross, but does it really matter, urinating in the wind?
That's kind of a deep way to put it, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a wet way of putting it. But it's just as wet as the works that you have going on right in front of your eyes. NPR would deliver this story to the brain dead, the inattentive, the gloating, glorious professional class of this country in one fashion. You'd get it over ABC, NBC, and CBS in 20 other forms of controlled media and a different story, but they'd never quite get to who the individual really was, who he worked for, how and why he was required to take the medicine to keep him stable enough to get him to that point in life, have to have Mr. Lieberman or Mrs. Boxer or any number of other socially engineered public serpents get up and violate their oath of office, constitutional oath, by recommending to you, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, we better have a little bit more social engineering, and we got to get those guns out of those college students' hands before they wipe out the educational institutions of this country by mass delivery of mass weapons and mass hysteria. I sure hope Mo is somewhere out there, because I'm just having a hard time with any more of this mass condition.
Well, we're going to ask Mo. Are you there, Mo?
Oh, yes.
What is your opinion on this? And thank you for calling in, Mo.
Thank you very much for taking my call indeed, too, Diane, and hello to everyone. The reason I called to have a comment regarding the recent shootings in Chicago and why it has happened. One of the main reasons are, of course, are Lexapro, Prozac, and Valium, and Xanax, and etc. Another reason are EMF, electromagnetic field. We are, all Americans are under constant radiation in the United States. And that also affects your brain, affects your system, affects your...
But I have to stop you here, Mo, and we'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Call us 800-313-9443, Republican Blog Talk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne. Callers 800-313-9443. And remember, folks, we need to keep these broadcasts going, and we need your support at RBN. Please buy the products around RBN, Blog Talk, Radio, Now Live, and the various other broadcasts, because the thing is important is keeping the word out there, the truth coming in. Because, again, you're not hearing these things on mainstream press. You're hearing it from these stations. And then in addition to that, we need your support. My show needs your support, too. So if you can put some dollars to paltalkdeanne.burley@gmail.com so I can add in video, do more, put more reporters out there in your state and all over, and try to get a team of people to deal with the issues that we are confronting to bring this to bear to our elected officials and bring it into the judicial system so that we have something going instead of just talk. So, again, we're going back up. Mo, was talking before the break, and he brought something else that I forgot to mention. I didn't really think of until he brought up. Indeed, we have a lot of radiation in our midst right now in the United States and across the world. And radiation, along with all these emitted sound waves and things, affect your body. They affect your body, and if you have degrees of drugs or different types of things in your body, it affects the frequency of that medication and drug, kind of like if you're under a microwave, which is also sound. So that could also arise to the level of cause of the reason why people are going berserk on these drugs. And Mo's going to talk more about that. Mo, you want to share on that?
Sure, indeed, exactly, and you know, for that reason, in Portland, Oregon, they have the number one worst driver in the country, because we have a cell tower every half a mile in the Portland area, or the suburb city of the Portland area, and just recently they installed two cell towers next to my house, and since then I feel really sick. I feel headache. I have pain. I have a lot of, I have to move in a couple of months from my new place because of this cell towers. But another thing is that these radiations continues. This is like a Hiroshima. We have a Hiroshima already in the United States. I mean, these cell towers, they produce so much of this radiation. And another thing is people keep going to Costco, keep going to Best Buy, etc., and buy 42-inch HDTV. HDTV, I personally purchased one of them, and I was getting so sick at that. I went to the doctors. They couldn't determine what was wrong with me until I researched, and I immediately returned the TV back, and I got a very smaller 19-inch one that has no HDTV, just a digital one. And then since then, I feel much better. Right. But I have a ladybug. I have a special instrument on my computer, on the refrigerator, on my TV also, that it takes off 99% of the radiations. So this, at least in my home, I know I'm a little much more safer, but I know that as soon as I go outside, I will be exposed to radiation, EMF radiation.
What type of device do you have, Mo? Can you tell the audience what it is and where they can get it? And then, John, can you talk to them about that, the rings that you were talking about before? But, Mo, tell the audience about your device.
Sure. It's called Ladybugs, and you can get it through either eBay. You can search it for Ladybug EMF reduction, or you can get it from rinse.com. On the top, it says health, and on very, very top side, you push and then you look for the ladybug, and you can purchase it through the rinse.com also. And those are very good. And since I put it on my laptop, and I put it on my TV and on my cell phones, and also on my refrigerator, I know in my home I'm much more less. At least it takes 99% of the EMF out of the area, exposure. But I know that once I'm driving outside, I have no security. I have no none of things I have in my home. But, you're driving, and the people in Portland, they drive so close to you. They stop exactly like 1 inch behind your bumper. I'm sure it's everywhere because of the people are exposed and people are just rushing. People, there are lots of accidents in Portland area all the time. I mean, you open the TV, I mean, I'm sure it's in Chicago same way, in Los Angeles and everywhere. The reason is because this EMF is going to affect the brains of the people, and they're driving and they are not concentrating to driving, and then they cause so much accidents all the time.
Well, I want to go back and ask John, you know, about those rings. Tell the audience about that again, because I think that is another thing that helps to calm down these frequencies. John, are you there?
Go ahead.
John, are you there? John? I guess we lost John. John, are you there? Don't hear him. We have another caller. Charlene, are you there? Charlene?
Anybody had heard Kevin Barrett tonight?
I didn't. You wanted
to... I did, and I was sort of appalled at what I wasn't sure what the fellow's name was. I'm not talking about William Rodriguez. He was a bright light at the end of the show, but he obviously has never heard Terry Anderson, who's ever lived in L.A. or on the border around Texas or New Mexico or Arizona. I don't know what he was trying to get at, but I was appalled at what he was saying. I just was wondering if that's the same feeling Bill had. I felt like he would like to see our country go down the drain. That's what it sounded like to me.
Bill, you have an opinion on, did you hear Kevin Barrett?
Yes, I've got it on a piece of spinning plastic for a record. You know, we do have that that grand jury evidentiary documentation file going. But the lady that was calling in obviously didn't catch the concern and why he is so concerned. And I think that is part of a concern that I have. We need to listen very critically and analyze who is telling us what. And, you know, I love Dr. Barrett's ability to get these people to give evidence on a regular basis. Social engineering that we are being put to at all levels even goes to Dr. Watt's discussion. If you analyze it very closely, all of these discussions have to do with one of our probably most precious rights, duties, and activities in this quote-unquote democracy, or the hypocrisy of a democracy. That would be our own individual presumed vote. Mr. Tarpley is an absolutely brilliant historian and analyst from way back. If you look at the file, he is right more than he is wrong. And unfortunately, in life, sometimes we have to take truth where we find it, learn from it, and apply it before it's entirely too late. I'd suggest that the lady take the opportunity and maybe go to a Dr. Watt archives and listen real close to what he's saying, and then go back and listen to Dr. Barrett's program with Mr. Tarpley. It might make a lot more sense, especially if she takes the time and the trouble to read Dr. Paul Pabst's letter concerning FEMA, say, his 1979 letter regarding FEMA, because somewhere in that CSI contract or subcontract delivered by Department of Defense or Defense Energy via Homeland Security or FEMA, you'll find Executive Order 11490, it goes directly to officer training may come to North Idaho. Support for Regional Police Training Academy gaining momentum. I wonder if she's seen an article like this in her local paper while she was studying the issues and analyzing who's telling us their perspective on truth in regard to who's the next Democratic candidate that's going to fall out of bed and under the bus, or maybe lead this great democracy into further hypocrisy. I think that we really have to listen a whole lot closer and listen to who is telling us all the truth about whom. Now, in this case, in this regard, ma'am, I want to know if your local junior college mentioned to you within the last year, year and a half, 2 years, that they're thinking about forming a relationship with any military or paramilitary state law enforcement entity via officials from your local police chief or your sheriff's group, with, like in our case here, North Idaho College Director and Strategic Planning Development, Miss Barbara Hansen. I've watched this. I've fought this. I've opposed this for 25, 30 years. I guess it was when the federal grant director fell out of Seneca Trust Building first in St. Louis two and a half weeks before Christmas in 70-73. You know, it was all boarded up a building, ma'am. It was one-inch solid plywood. Federal grants director went boom and fell on the ground in front of the Marine recruiting station on Lawyers Row. I couldn't get anybody to talk about it. The only problem is I'd been tracking him for about a year and a half, 2 years before that event occurred. Then directly after that, the comptroller for the city of St. Louis had a massive heart attack in the middle of a funeral event for a friend of his in the St. Louis Cathedral. I'm sure the Jesuits were upset by the obvious sad cynicism of that. But it goes back to a very large, well-constructed, very well-delivered and orchestrated banking, oil, and large military-industrial complex that delivers you events like you saw on your local ABC, CBS, and CNN. Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, when did this tragedy occur for those folks over at Normal, Illinois? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, but let me ask you this, I wanted to find out if you could kind of swing into Blackwater, because I want to give a kind of a history of what's going on down there in New Orleans, because that's very important, too, because that has a lot to do with this expert, forensic analysis and this, that, and the other.
Well, you mean that Dr. Barrett didn't have his guest mention the interregional link-ups for those entities and agencies via Homeland Security and Mr. Chertoff and who he is? Maybe the lady would have an opportunity to review that strand of research and the associated legislation mentioned, throughout the years that we are now getting. But the center is Rockefeller funded. That is the study for democratic institutions. The Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions recently completed and proposed, the constitution of a new States of America. And that center is Rockefeller-funded, like I say, much like the guest of Kevin Barrett's program. And it gives you an indication of the type of constitution proposed. The term national emergency is mentioned 134 times. The lady that is called in, she's still on the air right now. Hello?
Yes, she's still here.
Yes, ma'am. Have you had a chance to review Executive Order 10490? Hello?
Maybe she did drop off.
Hello?
Oh, you're here, she is.
Yeah, I've been trying to listen. I could hardly hear him. I think he got the wrong idea from what I said, because I'm in full agreement with what Bill is saying. I follow Alan Watt and all the things. I was appalled not at Bill. I was appalled at the garbage that his guest was saying.
Well, we want to be very careful and take time to analyze, and you're exactly right, there were some very scary things in what the gentleman was saying.
Oh, well, I felt that whoever was listening, if they didn't know what was going on, that he was brainwashing them. That's what it seemed like to me.
Ma'am, you could well be exactly observant, but it's what part of the message was the most important to imprint and program the listening audience with. As short a period of time that we've had, it might be worthwhile to go back and review it very closely for that content. But when we get back, I'd like to provide you with local evidence of what a junior college group is being brainwashed with locally that might give you an idea of what's coming
nationally. We have to stop here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back, listeners, to Republic and Blog Talk.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I understand.
We're back, and we're on Republic Broadcasting, and it's the Dan Burley Show live here, both on Republic and Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about the issue of what is going on, and we're going to kind of twist this back in, and Bill, you were talking about mind control. Can you kind of give the listeners here a little education of what that is in relation to this conversation?
Well, I mean, it would only be by standing on shoulders of giants, and I had no idea that this program was going to take this direction. It's kind of interesting. But
I'm going to have to listen on the radio. My phone's giving up.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the mind control.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your comment.
I'll be listening. My phone's about to quit.
Okay. What state were you calling in from, by the way?
Oh, Missouri.
Missouri? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, I'll be listening to what Bill has to say.
All right. Thank
you. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bill, you want to talk about how mind control kind of intertwines in this?
Well, only standing upon the shoulders of giants and being blessed most recently with sourcing for researching, but having so many beforehand, I'd only point out to the listener that we have to be careful sometimes, like I mentioned, being so very careful to be able to identify the source of the information or the spectral nature of the information, where it's coming from, who's financing it, and what era, group, institution, or association is providing that data, that information, that analysis. I am furiously, and you understood, Dan, I told you when I went to the Ron Paul conference over the presidential discussion over in Spokane, and I got stripped of some of my materials, I assume, by our opposition, unfortunately, with that bus trip, that I am furiously looking for a little monograph. Well, no, it's not a monograph, it's an actual letter from Alan Dulles to J. Edgar Hoover, and I'll be glad to provide it for the caller. All she has to do is call RBN and get a hold of Sandy, and I'll send it to Sandy, and Sandy can send it on to her. But it's a letter from 1954, just often enough used in an information data set that I've had that I can't even find right now, that was the subject of nothing but mind control. Now, why would the director of CIA just once before, in very near proximity, being a very senior level OSS officer in first Brussels and then European theater during World War II, sending information on mind control to the FBI director?
We're going to break.
Bill,
we'll be right back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
So
gold has